Hare Krishna, everyone. So thank you so much. It's a real honor to be back in rainy London. So I hope I'll be coherent. I arrived after midnight this morning. We flew in from Delhi, but because of Storm Bert, is it? Storm Bert. Devotees are transcendental. They don't know all these things. Our flight got delayed, so I'm kind of just landing in London. But very happy to be back. We just completed, by Krishna's grace, by Srila Prabhupada's inconceivable mercy, Vrajamandal Parikrama. Haridas Varya Prabhu was my partner. We carried each other through 30 days. We were on the ground, in Braj, village to village, forest to forest, walking every single day, with every step, trying to absorb the spirit of Braj, trying to capture the bhav, the emotion that is so prevalent in Vrindavan. And it was hard. It was austere. And it was also incredibly sweet and an incredible experience. So if you get a chance, go for it. There are some cautions, but that I'll tell you another time. So, but happy to be back in London. It's, as devotees, we go from extremes. So we go from the forests of Braj, and now we are going into the cities of the UK. We go from one extreme to the other. But it's all beautiful because it's all part of Krishna consciousness. It's all part of this wonderful movement. And it's all part of our endeavor to love Krishna more. And so it's a really a beautiful time of year. Because in this time of year, so many people's lives are going to be transformed. As all the devotees go out of their comfort zone and really go out and reach people, then they connect people with something which is so incredible, so powerful, so transformational that people's lives, people's destinies are changed. So it's really the best festival of the year because it's the festival where we all go out, where we try to share Krishna consciousness, where we transform people's lives. And probably most importantly, we transform our own heart in the process. I always felt in my life I was a very hard-hearted person, still am. But for sure, when you go out on book distribution, when you try to share Krishna consciousness with others, definitely it softens your heart. And only a soft heart can really experience the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So we're looking forward to this beautiful month. So I'll just share some thoughts with you. Today I thought we could read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading from the Adi Lila, chapter number 9, text number 46, chapter entitled The Desire Tree of Devotional Service. So just to give you some context, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to the world, and what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does is he plants a tree in this world. It's no ordinary tree. This is called the Bhakti Kalpataru. This is the desire tree of devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the person who plants the tree. He's the trunk of the tree. He's the main branches of the tree. He's also the person who's distributing the fruits from the tree. And in this way, this Bhakti Kalpataru is actually all the Vaishnavas in the world who experience this love in their heart, this love for Krishna, and then they share like a tree selflessly shares things with others. All the devotees then begin to share. So in this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining the desire tree of devotional service. And in the process of describing the desire tree of devotional service, he relates an incident. One day, Ekada, one day Krishna and the cowherd boys in Vrindavan, sat underneath the tree. And what happened next? That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami narrates here. So after Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis at Chirghat, then the very next thing that Sukadeva Goswami explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam is this pastime where Krishna then went out with the cowherd boys, and underneath the afternoon sun, they decided to take shelter underneath the tree. This is one reason why Brajamandal Parikrama is very good, because it gives you practical realization. When you don't have an air-conditioned room to go back to, and you're living on the road, as soon as the clock hits about 11, 12 o'clock and the afternoon sun is out, you're looking for a tree. And you can't imagine how much happiness it gives you to sleep underneath a desire tree in Vrindavan in the afternoon sun. So that's exactly what Krishna, the cowherd boys, they all did. And as they were sitting under the tree, this is what Krishna said to the cowherd boys. You can repeat after me. Aho esham varam janma. Sarva prani upajivinam. Sujana sevaye samvai. Vimukha yanti nartinam. Aho esham varam janma. Sarva prani upajivinam. Sujanasye vaye samvai. Vimukha yanti nartinam. Aho esham varam janma. Sarva prani upajivinam. Sujanasye vaye samvai. Vimukha yanti nartina. Sham varam janma. Sarva prani upajivinam. Varam janma, sarva prani upajivinam, jana sevaye samvai. Aho.
Aho.
Oh, just see.
Oh, just see.
Esam.
Of these trees.
Varam.
Superior.
Janma.
Birth.
Sarva.
All.
Prani.
Living entities.
Upajivina.
One who provides maintenance.
Sujanasya
Eva.
Like the great personalities.
Yesham.
From whose?
They.
Certainly.
Vimukha.
Disappointed.
Yanti.
Goes away.
Na.
Never.
Arthina.
One who is asking for something.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Translation. Just see how these trees are maintaining every living entity. Their birth is successful. Their behavior is just like that of the great personalities. For anyone who asks anything from a tree never goes away disappointed. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, Kshatriyas are considered to be great personalities because if anyone goes to a Kshatriya king to ask for charity, the king will never refuse. The trees are compared to those noble Kshatriyas because everyone derives all kinds of benefits from them. Some people take fruit, others take flowers, others take leaves, others take twigs, and others even cut the tree, and yet the tree gives to everyone without hesitation. Unnecessarily cutting trees without consideration is another example of human debauchery. The paper industry cuts many hundreds and thousands of trees for its mills, and with the paper so much rubbish literature is published for the whimsical satisfaction of human society. Unfortunately, although these industrialists are now happy in this life by dint of their industrial development, they do not know that they will incur the responsibility for killing these living entities who are in the form of trees. This verse, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken by Lord Krishna to his friends when he was taking rest underneath a tree after his pastime of stealing the clothes of the gopis. Vastra Harana Leela. By quoting this verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that we should be tolerant like trees and also beneficial like trees, which give everything to the needy persons who come underneath them. A needy person may derive many advantages from trees and also from many animals. But in modern civilization, people have become so ungrateful that they exploit the trees and animals and kill them. These are some of the sinful activities of modern civilization. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When I first read this verse, it immediately caught my attention. Because what was fascinating for me is that Krishna in Braj, Krishna in Vrindavan, is surrounded by so many incredible devotees. There are the Nitya Sakhis, the Priya Sakhis, the Parama Preshta Sakhis. There are the Surid Sakhas, there are the Priya Sakhas, there are the Priya Nama Sarkas. There's Mother Yashoda, there's Nanda Maharaj, there's all his other friends, there's all the other living entities. Krishna is surrounded by so many incredible devotees in Braj. But Krishna and the cowherd boys, when they're sitting underneath this tree, Krishna says, "Aho, just see, look." So everyone is thinking, what is Krishna pointing to? It is a bird. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? What is it? And then Krishna just points to the tree. And Krishna says, "Esham varam janma." Just look at this tree. This tree's life is so successful. This tree is glorious. This tree deserves to be glorified in the three worlds. Why? Sarva prani upajivinam. Because every part of the tree is utilized for the benefit of others. In other words, a glorious life is a life of service. Sometimes we may feel I'm kind of like a tree. Not so special, not so outstanding, not so charismatic, not so colorful, not really the person who's making a big change in the world. Sometimes we may think, what's my life? I'm just very ordinary, actually. Krishna says here, Aho esham varam janma, the life of a tree can be the topmost, it can be the most glorious. Because what makes someone's life glorious is that they use it in service to others. And so Krishna, even with the trees in Braj, Krishna has such a close relationship. Just like he said, there's so many trees in Braj, Kadamba trees, Tamal trees, banyan trees. A banyan tree is known as Vat. So Krishna, so many pastimes he performs, always seems to be underneath a tree, isn't it? Shringar Vat. The place where Krishna, underneath this banyan tree, decorated Srimati Radharani with flowers and ornaments. Shishiradha Gokulananda ki chai. Shringar Vat, Vamshi Vat, Shriman Rasara Sarambhi, Vamshi Vatatata Stita. The tree under which Krishna played a flute. And what did he do? Rasa Rasambhi. He initiated the rasa dance. He called all the gopis. Akshaya Vat. This is where Krishna and the cowherd boys, underneath a banyan tree, they would hang their lunch boxes. And then they would wrestle. And in tradition, the devotees go there and wrestle. Javat. Srimati Radharani was born in Raval, she grew up in Barshana, but then she went to Javat, to her in-laws. It said Javat was like a fortress, a prison. Everyone inside, no one inside can get out, and no one from the outside can get in. So Javat was like a prison. And there was a banyan tree, which was witness to all of these pastimes. Therefore, Javat. So like this, so many trees in Vrindavan, in Braj, who are intimately connected with Krishna. It's said of all trees, the Kadamba tree is Krishna's favorite. Because the Kadamba tree, when it blossoms in the season, then it becomes golden with many, many yellowish flowers. And as soon as Krishna sees that, then tapta kanchana gaurangi. Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari. So then immediately by seeing the Kadamba tree, Krishna remembers Srimati Radharani. And he said Srimati Radharani's favorite tree is the Tamal tree. Because the Tamal is dark, sham. So reminds her of Krishna. So all of these trees, they're so integrated in Krishna's pastimes. It's explained even the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were sleeping under a different tree every single night. Because they wanted to associate with these trees who had seen so much of Krishna's pastimes. You can go to Ter Kadamba. Nandishvaro Panta Kadamba Kanane Rupa Purayam Vivavara Madhvakam. In times of past, at the foot of Nandishvara Hill, there's a forest of Kadamba trees. And underneath one of those Kadamba trees, Ter Kadamba, a Kadamba tree upon which Krishna would climb and then call all the cows back at the end of the day.
underneath that Kadamba tree, Rupapurayam Vivavada Madhvakam. Rupa Goswami was writing, and as he was writing through his pen, he was distilling an intoxicating honey that would then nourish generations to come. He was writing underneath Terkadamba. And it's amazing, it's said that when Rupa Goswami would write under the Kadamba tree, then as soon as he would begin to write about the separation between Radha and Krishna, his hand would begin to shake. And as his hand would shake and his mind would begin being plunged into separation, then it said even the tree which was looking over everything he was writing, even the tree would begin to shrivel up and all its leaves would fall. Just to witness Rupa Goswami writing about the separation between Radha and Krishna. And then it said when Rupa Goswami would begin to write about the union of Radha and Krishna, then immediately the tree looking over, what is he writing, would see what Rupa Goswami is writing, and immediately the tree would blossom. The flowers, the fragrance, the color, everything would again become re-energized. Because the trees are so intimately connected with Krishna. One commentator says why the trees would have died. When Krishna left Vrindavan, the trees would have died. What was keeping the trees alive? They were drying up in separation. The only thing that was keeping the trees of Vrindavan alive was the tears of the gopis, which were nourishing their roots. So we just kind of look at a tree and think, just a tree. But a tree can be so much a part of Krishna's pastimes. Because any living entity that gives themselves in service to Krishna, their life becomes successful. Now this is very, very interesting, this verse, because Krishna glorifies the trees. And how does he glorify the trees? Vimukha yanti narthina. No one ever goes to a tree and then walks away disappointed. And what's the very next pastime that occurs in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam after Krishna says this? The very next pastime is that the cowherd boys are hungry. Isn't it? They look at Krishna and they say, yeah, you've killed so many demons, you've killed so many negative influences, you've killed so many things, this is all okay, but there's something we need you to kill that we can't tolerate. We can tolerate the demons, we can tolerate all kinds of upheavals, we can tolerate all kinds of calamities, but there's one thing we can't tolerate. Can you get rid of it? What's that? Hunger. We're hungry. So Krishna says, yes, yes, no problem. Just go to the brahmanas. Tell them Krishna and Balaram are hungry. Just ask them. Here Krishna is saying, look at these trees. They're amazing. Nobody goes away disappointed. And what will happen in the very next pastime? Krishna sends the cowherd boys. And the cowherd boys go to the brahmanas. And what happens? They leave disappointed. This is very, very significant because what the trees represent is generosity. But what the brahmanas represent is miserliness. They were misers. They had so much, but they didn't give. They were miserly with their time. They didn't even give the time of day to Krishna and Balaram, or the cowherd boys. They were miserly with their wealth. They were miserly in their hospitality. They were miserly with their words. Whereas the trees are the complete opposite. They're so generous. And that's basically the teaching that Krishna wanted to give to the whole world. That when we're generous, when we're in a spirit of giving, when we're looking at how can I sacrifice to bring happiness to other people's lives, then what happens is you begin to enter into real deep spiritual exchange. So, generosity is so much a part of Krishna consciousness. There's so many beautiful pastimes of generosity. For example, the fruit vendor. It's such a simple pastime, but it's so beautiful. That yes, Krishna was living in Gokul. He had not reached even 2 years old. And at this time, there was a tribal lady. Some commentators say she was a widow. Some say she had a miscarriage. Whatever it was, she was alone. She was old. And she maintained herself by selling fruits. It's said that she had become so old that it was difficult for her to climb up the trees to get the best fruits. It was difficult for her to dig underneath the ground to get the real good fruits. And therefore she struggled. But she would go deep into the forest. And with all her energy and with all her endeavor, she would find the best fruits. And then she would come and she would sell those fruits. It's said that on one particular day, she had a basket full of wonderful fruits, juicy, fragrant, with all medicinal benefits. So she was thinking, where should I go to sell these fruits? So then she was thinking, I'll go to Mathura. But when Ugrasen was in charge of Mathura, then it was a good place to sell. But ever since Kamsa had taken over the show, not a good place to go. So she needed another place to go. So she was thinking, where shall I go? So she had heard, Gokul is a good place to go. So why? Let's give it a go. Let's give it a try. So with her basket full of fruits, she began walking towards Gokul. Of course, to go to Gokul, you have to cross the Yamuna. But she was so poor, it said that she didn't have enough money to take a boat over the Yamuna. So in her sari, she paddled across. She arrived in Gokul with the basket of fruits. Her sari was wet, tired, fatigued, but had to earn a living. And so she began walking into Gokul. As soon as she walked into Gokul, her heart dropped because she looked and she saw everything was flourishing. Because Krishna was in Gokul. And where Krishna is, all the seasons are present. So all the trees were blossoming, all the fruits were there, all the flowers were there. She was thinking, oh my God, I've come to the wrong place. There's no business here. Everything is here. So she was thinking, oh no, I've come to the wrong place. Sometimes it's like that. You turn up to a town on book distribution and you think, I came to the wrong place. So then there was one saintly person, he said, oh, Maya, why are you lamenting? She said, I came here to sell fruits, but I don't think there will be any business here. The saintly person said, no, no, you continue, you try. You go into Gokul and you head towards Nanda Bhavan. There, in Nanda Maharaj's house, definitely you will have some business. So she was a little inspired by his words, so she began. So he said she started in the morning and she was calling out, Falalo, Falalo, take the fruits, take the fruits. But there was no response. She kept shouting, she kept announcing, she went lane by lane, place to place, house to house. No demand.
It came to the evening and she was crestfallen. I have a whole basket of fruits here. I need to survive somehow. What will I do with all these fruits? And then she remembered that the saintly person said, head towards Nanda Bhavan. There you will get some business. So it was 1 kilometer to Nanda Bhavan. So she began walking. So it said as she began walking, then she was calling out, anyone want fruits? Any fruits? Fruits available? Fruits, fruits. And then she heard a sound. She heard the sound of a young child. It was a very faint sound, but a very captivating and enchanting sound. And the sound came from the mouth of Krishna. And Krishna said, Phala Devi, Phala Devi, oh Devi who has brought the fruits. She heard that. She immediately stopped because it captured her mind. And then she sat down and she was thinking, where did that sound come from? Who is that? And then in the distance she saw a young child, not even 2 years old, no dress, just covered in dirt, walking towards her, saying, Phala, Phala, fruits. So immediately when she saw this young boy, she was captivated. She thought the Creator must have put all their ingenious, creative power into crafting this one individual. I've never seen anyone like this in my life. She was so captivated to see Krishna. And eventually Krishna came and with his hands he said, Phala, give me fruits. So she was looking at Krishna. She was completely in a trance. And she was thinking, I can give him fruits. But even if I would open my body and give my heart to him, it wouldn't be enough. He's so beautiful. What can I give him? And Krishna was asking, fruits, fruits. So in her mind, she was ready to give everything. But then she thought to herself, if I give him the fruits, he'll take the fruits and then he'll go. I'll never see him again. So I have to extend this exchange somehow. So then she began teasing Krishna. He said, yes, I can give you fruits, but you have to pay. Krishna said, pay? Yes, you have to give something for the fruits. Krishna said, but my mother gives me food every day. She never asks for any money. The fruit vendor looked at Krishna and said, she's your mother. I am a fruit seller. And then Krishna looked at her and said, you can also be my mother. And when she heard that, it left a deep impression on her heart. I can be Krishna's mother. I can offer my love to Krishna. Krishna will accept me as his mother. Who am I? I'm just a tribal lady. So she continued teasing Krishna. No, no, you have to give something. So then it said Krishna turned around and he went to the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And there were some grains lying there. So you have to try to picture Krishna's hands in your mind's eye. Like firstly, babies have these kind of like round hands. There's not even any flat real surface. It's all like a ball. So how do you even keep any grains on there? Then second thing is, they're so small. Then third thing is, a baby has no shakti to grip anything. And then fourth thing is, a baby can't even walk straight, so as they're walking, everything is falling. So Krishna picked up whatever he could. And then he began walking towards her. And it said that all the grains were just left in a trail.
And by the time he came to her, there was practically nothing there. And Krishna said, "Here." She looked at Krishna's hands, but then she looked at Krishna's eyes. Now this is amazing, because normally in Shastra we say, Bhava Grahi Janardana. Krishna sees the bhav, the endeavor that the devotee makes. But now, Krishna's devotee was seeing the endeavor that Krishna made. So she looked at Krishna's hands, and there was nothing there. But she looked at Krishna's eyes and she saw the endeavor. She saw the love. She saw the sincerity. And she was conquered. So she said, "Okay." Then it said with her left hand, she took Krishna's hand in her hand. And then with her right hand, she started putting fruits. And the most amazing thing is she put one fruit. This is Krishna who couldn't hold any grains. She put one fruit. Then magically there was space for another fruit. She kept putting fruits. And Krishna could magically hold everything. Krishna is tricky. When he has to give, he can't hold anything. And when he has to take the fruits, he can hold unlimited amount. Her whole basket was empty. She was thinking, "What's going on here?" But she was happy. Gave everything to Krishna. Prabhupada said, "In my life I was never disappointed, because my policy was always everything for Krishna, nothing for me." If you want to live a life without disappointment, that's the formula, Prabhupada said. Everything for Krishna, nothing for me. So she gave all the fruits. Krishna went away. Happy bunny. And then she put her basket on her head, and as she was walking, she was thinking, "My God, this is heavy. I emptied this thing out." Then she took the basket down and it was filled with jewels. And she thought, "Jewels? What am I going to do with these jewels? Waste of time." Emptied them out into the Yamuna. "Don't need anything. Kuch Ichha Nahi. No more desires. I seen Krishna. He's fulfilled my heart. Nothing else in this world holds any attraction for me anymore." And then it said she went back, and her whole house was filled with grains. It's such a beautiful story, because it's all about generosity. Krishna generously gives whatever he could with his small hands. She generously gave Krishna whatever she had without holding back. And then Krishna generously gave her everything in return. This is the dynamism of spiritual exchange. It's all about generosity. See, you don't have to be big to change the world. Big things don't change the world. Infectious things change the world. The proof is COVID-19. Not big. You need a microscope to see it. But not big. But infectious. Spreads. There can be nothing more infectious in the world than generosity, than kindness, than selfless sacrifice. Because when someone is selfless, when someone is generous, they become energized by it. And it fuels their generosity.
the person who's on the receiving end of their generosity becomes touched, and it fuels their generosity. And anyone who sees the exchange becomes touched by it, and it fuels their generosity. This is how you change the world, through generosity. So, like, sometimes you experience this on Sankirtan. It's like you have a moment where you're actually generous, where you're actually not calculating, and when you're actually just trying to give to someone. So, you know, many of you have experienced this. Once I was on book distribution, and then I had a great exchange with someone, and I just said, take these three books. And because it was such a good exchange, they touched my heart. I wasn't even going to ask for a donation. So just take it. And they became so touched by it that from their wallet they gave a big donation. And then we were so touched by that, we said, but that's extra. Extra donation means extra books. But it was from the heart, generously. No, you've given so much, please take more. And extra books means extra donation. And like this, it goes on and on. And at one point, you have to look at each other and say, okay, we got to stop here. This is like... So once that happened to me, we exchanged about four times like that. It was going. And I walked, and it was a wonderful exchange. And as the person walked away, then the next person stopped. I thought, I got it down now. I know the strategy. So I just looked at this next person. I said, 10 books for you. So he gave me about £1.50 and walked off. And then as he was walking off, I was like, no, the script is at this point you're supposed to give me more, and then I'll give you more. That's what's going on here. And then I realized it's not a strategy. It has to be generosity from the heart. Because the love that you give pursues you. So this is actually spiritual life, to become generous. And this is how our movement expands. Prabhupada was so generous. He just went above and beyond. He just kept doing more and more. At a time when anyone else could have said, like, okay, it's enough, now let's just stop here, Prabhupada just kept giving more and more and more. And his generosity was so off the scale that anyone who was on the receiving end of that generosity realized, I have to be generous in my life. And that's what his disciples did. And they sacrificed so much. And that's what all the followers continue to do to this day. And that's how our movement expands. So here, what we're talking about is a movement of generosity, a movement of giving. The brahmanas were very miserly. You can't be a miser and be in Krishna consciousness. We can't be miserly with our words. We have to try to always be encouraging, empowering, enthusing, inspiring to others. We can't be miserly with our wealth. Whatever we've been given, we have to try to use it to benefit others. We can't be miserly in our hospitality. We can't be miserly in serving prasadam. Sometimes we become so miserly that we can't even accept another person's gift. That's another way to be miserly. Someone is trying to serve you, trying to give you, and we become so miserly and closed-hearted that we can't even accept the gifts of others. So Prabhupada said, don't be a kripana.
don't be a miser, be generous. This is the teaching of Krishna consciousness. This is Mahaprabhu's mood. He is very, very generous. Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. So generous, so giving. So when we talk about generosity, it's not just a theoretical thing. We all have the opportunity to show that generosity in a very, very practical way. And we do that by saying, I'm going to take some time out. I'm going to take some time out from my own life, from my own concerns, from my own goals, from my own problems. And I'm just going to put all of that to one side. And I'm going to try and just be generous. I'm going to try to help others. I'm going to try to be generous with my words. I'm going to be generous with my time. I'm going to be generous with my energy. And as I was on the receiving end of generosity from so many saintly people, I'm going to try to share that generosity with others. And when our movement becomes pervaded by generosity, by kindness, then our movement will really flourish. Then it will be an explosion. Because remember, you don't need to be big to change the world. You just need to be infectious. And the most infectious thing is to be kind, to be generous. Because when you're kind and generous and it really comes from your heart, then you touch people's hearts. And when you touch people's hearts, then amazing things happen. So here, Krishna's heart was touched by the trees, because the trees, sarva prani upajivanam, they gave their whole life in service to others. And we honor the trees today because by the grace of the trees, we have books. So this is the result of the trees. They sacrificed their whole life so that we could have this book. And this book, we can give it to others and it can change lives, it can change destinies. That's the great opportunity that each one of us have. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm right on time, 8:45. Please, everyone, remain here. We just want to share with you a little bit about the practicalities of how to be generous, how to be in the mood of giving, and how to actually get involved in the most transcendental mission there is in this world. So I'll hand over to Divyanam Prabhu, who will take us from. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
His Holiness Kesha Maharaj ki. So as you all heard, Maharaj was yesterday, he came a few days before from India. Yesterday he was in Ireland. And around 7 o'clock, I was speaking to Maharaj, and Maharaj was on the street just before the airport trying to catch his flight, distributing books. So it's amazing, and Maharaj said that how Goswamis lived under different tree every night. And I'm thinking, now Maharaj is going to different cities pretty much every night. His van is getting loaded today. Yesterday, devotees were packing books for Maharaj with two other devotees who will be traveling with him. And he'll be in practically every city across the UK by the time the marathon finishes, giving out the books, actually. And one thing I always fondly remember Maharaj saying that, you know, some of his best experiences and realizations have come from the street. And it is true, actually, when the process of giving books, sharing Krishna consciousness with others, we do get some of the best experiences. So for the next 10 minutes, I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce the theme of the marathon on behalf of Panchatattva Prabhu. Panchatattva Prabhu, you're here in the temple room? Oh, he's there. So Panchatattva Prabhu is working with me because Antaranga Prabhu is focusing and starting a new Krishna consciousness movement in Liverpool. they start planning to start a center there, and they've been traveling regularly there to distribute books, cultivate people, and start a center. So Panchatattva Prabhu is giving me hand in putting the marathon together here from the temple site. So this is a beautiful quote before we get to the theme of the marathon, where Prabhupada is saying that I blindly follow my Guru Maharaj. I do not know what is the result, so I'm stressing on this point of book distribution. So we know so many times Prabhupada, few times Prabhupada met his Guru Maharaj, and out of those few times, at least twice, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to Prabhupada that whenever you get the opportunity or get the Lakshmi, get the money, print books. So here we are trying to utilize the trees in the real way, actually, is by printing these literatures and distributing to the masses of people. This was Lord Chaitanya's plan. He said that I want everyone to be immersed in this inundation of love of Godhead. Today also we heard this, and this is particularly from chapter 7 from Adi Leela. And you will see an amazing similarity in the plan of Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Taking the same orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada is writing in a letter. He's saying by printing the books, we can actually inject our movement into the masses of people all over the world. So see, the plan is similar of Srila Prabhupada. That's what he wanted to do. So here we are at Bhaktivedanta Manor. This year, we are wanting to or desiring to knock at least 51,000 doors. We depend on the mercy of previous Acharya, especially Advaita Acharya, who called out to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and who appeared. Similarly, we pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he empower us to take on this Harikulan task. Now, in the previous years before COVID, working with Maharaj closely, we did manage to knock over 50,000 doors. So it is very much possible, and it's post-COVID. First, we were thinking we will do 100,000. And then we thought, let's just repeat the history one more time and then we can do 100,000 next time. But globally, nationally across UK, all the temples are playing part in this marathon. So we have a collective goal of knocking 108,000 doors. So every temple in UK, Wales, Soho, Leicester, South London, Crawley, everybody is up for this marathon and they all have their stake in it. And together across the country, we're going to knock 108,000 doors, which is really nice. So at the manor, historically every year we do at least 50,000 books, but we also want to try and really make the Bhagavad Gita go viral. We want people to think Gita, read Gita, live Gita. So with that, we want to knock 51,000 doors, distribute at least 21,000 Gitas, and we have two follow-up programs here in order to help people connect to the temples. And those two programs are, we have these two bookmarks which will be available on next week, Thursday onwards, when you collect your books to distribute. And one of the bookmark, both the bookmarks have the free course at the back, as you can see in this bookmark here. And on the other side of one bookmark, there is a well-being retreat which we do for Western audience, people from different cultural background who can relate to the programs. Radha Govind Prabhu organizes that. That's on 11th of January. And then we have a program for those who are from familiar community where we will be inviting them for a Sunday feast program. So both these bookmarks will be available for you to collect from the books. So these are some opportunities. Today is the launch of the marathon. So as you heard, Maharaj only came here midnight, and here he is already giving us, gave the wonderful class. And later on, Maharaj will be with us in Haveli from 1:30 onward. We will take a call. We were supposed to go out, but the weather is quite looking very windy. And if it rains, then we will just stay in house and hear more from Maharaj. And we will have an interactive session on how we can try and do book distribution, learn some tips from Maharaj. We also have some flashcards we'll share with you how we are presenting these beautiful 7 books. So there'll be that session with Maharaj at 1:30 onwards this afternoon. Every weekend we are packing books, so you can also help pack the books. And if anybody would like to help cook bake cookies to distribute, please let us know. We'll also be happy to give out prasadam as we go around. So this year, we are planning to focus on these towns across our community. So Stanmore, Harrow, Watford, Uxbridge, Luton, Slough, Stevenage, and Hemel Hempstead. But if you are in a town which is not there and you want to say that I want to start off Krishna consciousness there, then please do reach out to us and we'll put you on the map. And then we'll add you to a WhatsApp group where everything, all the information and resources will be provided to you. So please don't hesitate. because Srila Prabhupada started pretty much the movement as he was traveling along. He asked his disciple to get down on the next station and ask them to open the temple. Here we're only talking a small town, so you can start something amazing. How you can get involved? Very, very simple. We have broken down the doors for all of us here. All we are asking you, there are 624 hours in the marathon, which is 26 days of marathon. It starts on 29th. It's a Black Friday, but we call it a Bright Friday because we want to hopefully make everyone's life bright by giving these books of Srila Prabhupada on a Black Friday. And then it ends on Tuesday, the 24th of December, on the Christmas Eve. So 26 days, 624 hours. And all we are asking is 7 to 8 hours of your time, which I think, if you think, Srila Prabhupada actually, for his whole life was marathon. He practically rested 2, 2.5 hours. But here, we are only asking you to give your 7 to 8 hours of time, which is what it will take you to knock 108 doors in your local vicinity. All help will be provided, books will be provided. If you live in a town where there's nobody there, you turn up on one of the weekends where we are going to different towns, and you just, you know, give those hours. If you're distributing on the streets, we will count those as a door every time you meet a person and interact with them as well. And yeah, put your name down because we want to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party. This one of our theme verses or the bhajan is from Narottam Das Thakur, Gaurangera Duti Pada. And in this, it is mentioned, Narottam Das Thakur is saying in the last stanza that if one says, let me dive deep into the waves of the nectarian ocean of the transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya, he immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna. So that means if when you dive deep into the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan pastimes, which are still going on, you come on to the other side of the shore where Radha Krishna pastimes are going on. So that's how wonderful this activity is. So here is the WhatsApp group we have created for this marathon with our theme, Door by Door to Gauranga Shore. Please feel free to scan, join us in this wonderful journey. And all we are asking is that knock 108 doors this marathon and make it special for yourself and for the others. Yeah, I mean, Srila Prabhupada not only printed these books or transcribed these books, he actually did everything. We know when he was living in Vrindavan, Radha Damodar Temple, he was, you know, transcribing, writing, editing, and then also going out and distributing these books. We heard once a story from Maharaj when he was speaking, that one time in the summer, it was May and June, and Prabhupada knocked on a door, gave a book after a long presentation, and the person said, I'll be back, and the person almost forgot to come back. And Prabhupada stood there in 45, 46 degrees. He could barely stand. That's how hot the weather was, actually. And then another godbrother of Prabhupada was just going by there on the bicycle. He stopped and he said, what are you doing, Abhay Babu or Srila Prabhupada at that time? And then he said, I'm just waiting. This person told me he's going to give me 5 rupees and so that I can print more books. So you can see that Srila Prabhupada not only, you know, spoke, but he actually lived his talk. You know, he went out, he distributed books, and he encouraged his followers to do so. And this is one thing, you know, as Maharaj said, we really become humble. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that when you go out to preach Krishna consciousness, and in the process of doing so, if you get rejection, what you develop is a spiritual blood. He says, chitta rakta, for your spiritual body. That's what you develop when people reject us. We become humble, we think we don't know anything. That gives us an opportunity to go deeper in our own bhajan and our own sadhana, and again to come out to the world to face the rejections, actually. So it's a beautiful process. Don't, you know, let it go. Especially in these 26 days of the marathon when we can do something special, something incredible to please Srila Prabhupada. He'll be very, very happy if we all united together for this one cause of knocking just 108 doors. And how we can do it? It is difficult task, but it can be done. One may think, how can I do? I've never been out on book distribution. Well, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked Prabhupada that I want you to take this movement into the West and spread it, Prabhupada said, I just didn't know how to do. But one thing he knew, that he was praying every day, how do I do, how do I do, how do I do, and how do I do. And in one of the lectures, Srila Prabhupada says that, and he then breaks out, and you know, he starts crying at the end, that he says to his disciples that all of you are the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And because of you, this movement is going to spread. Now, so it is with us that we can help Srila Prabhupada. He says, kindly help me. And so by we can pray, and then one thing we can do, one mantra we can all do, which you can repeat after me, assume it can be done. We can do a little bit more enthusiasm. Assume it can be done. So I'm just, before we all go, to pray on this mood and meditation, I'm going to request, Maharaj has a gift for all of you. Prabhu, can you pass me my bag from there? So this is a small gift for all of you. You can each come, one per family. We have limited stock. So you can come and collect it directly from Maharaj. For the next 26 days, if you really think, oh, you can't come out and do 108 doses, just put these books in the altar in front, in your temple, in your home, and just pray to these books of Srila Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, give me the empowerment, give me the energy that I can go out and knock 108 doors for your pleasure. So please come and collect this and put it on your altar and just pray to these books, and I'm sure Srila Prabhupada will give you the strength to knock that many doors actually. And here is a little video which will hopefully give us inspiration on how we can do. And before we go to the video, this is my last slide. This year marathon, we want to dedicate it to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj, who is a real Sankirtan warrior in Prabhupada's movement. And this is a beautiful quote from Maharaj. He said, sometimes we devotees think this big distribution is only the service of the full-time book distributors. I'm not a full-time, so it's not my service. Thank God. And then Maharaj says, well, you should thank God when you have engaged, when you're engaging in preaching, because Krishna is more pleased when you preach and when you make the efforts to distribute books. Book distribution should be the privilege of everyone. These are the words of Gopal Krishna Maharaj. So now I'm going to just play this beautiful video so you all can watch. Hopefully the audio will play. Sakit Prabhu will help me. Just going to try. Not working. Sakit Prabhu, can you have a look, Sakit Prabhu?
I think the cable is disconnected.
Okay. Which cable do we need to connect? Sorry, we're just going to play the video. It's a very short video. And after the video, you can all come up and please collect your gift from Maharaj. And put it in on your altar. Thank you very much.
Try just reconnecting the cable.
This one?
Yeah.
I think it's my audio as well. One second. Oh, yeah. It's not working. Should I just put the mic, Prabhu, on this?
Video is not on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Can we share the screen through?
Yes, it's I'm sharing the screen right now. Sorry, technical issues. We're just going to get it sorted. Okay, let's try it now.
The fool denies where the wise man tries. His doubt is the seed of his own demise. The bold one achieves what the timid soul dreams. When failure's not an option, success is guaranteed. 'Cause we cover the earth just like the sun. We assume that it can be done. It's all possible if we know it to be so. To follow Prabhupada means to chase the rhino. There's no place for fear in this divine atmosphere. Go locate a Premadhana, the Lord has appeared. We cover the earth just like the sun. If we assume that it can be done. 'Cause we can be done.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, everyone. So I'll just hand over to Guru to Maharaj for any concluding words.
Hare Krishna. No, thank you. Thank you to Divyanam Prabhu, Panchatattva Prabhu, the whole team. I think it's a great opportunity. It's a real adventure. We'll all go out. And as Divyanam Prabhu was mentioning, when we go out in that mood of generosity, then the most magical, mystical, memorable things happen. Krishna becomes really, really active. So in whatever way you can, in whatever way is natural to you, please get involved. There's so many things. And if you can come today at 1:30, then we'll kind of be getting together. We may also go out, and it will be a great way for us just to all be together and kind of begin this beautiful offering to Srila Prabhupada. Marathon 2024 ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jainitai Gaura Premanande.